The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley. 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. And of course, if you haven't already tuned in with us, we were here for an hour earlier. And we appreciate you starting your day in a positive way. And of course, waking up with us here on The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. And of course, I'm Kim. I'm here with Christina Nepstad. She is the author of Power Seat. And so excited that we're going to talk to her actually in our later part of our show. And of course, Tom is here. And of course, Gary Blum is in the studio with us. And we're going to be talking about Oxnard Salsa Festival and so many amazing events. First of all, I want to give you our phone number here, 805-419-0008. We've got lots of stuff to give away. And let's just open up. I mean, Tom's going to tell you about all of our stuff, but I just want to open it up with a four-pack of tickets to the concert venue over at the Oxnard Salsa Festival. And of course, that's what we're going to be talking about Sunday, July 31st. I'm telling you, it's for concert venue open seating wristbands, for salsa tasting tent passes. I remember those. Yum, yum, yum. And then for drink tickets for Pepsi products or Aquafina, right? Aquafina. Anyways, a great time in a great place. And we're going to be talking a little bit about that. So, Tom, you want to talk about all of our great giveaways?
Happening this weekend, Kim, Tequila and Taco Music Festival. That is at Plaza Park, downtown Ventura. Today is Tequila Tasting Day. Tomorrow is all about margaritas. Tacos, tacos, tacos. It's going to be a good time. Comedy and Cocktails brings Camarillo's brightest comedians to perform in the intimate confines of Studio Channel Island's Blackboard Gallery. We also have the Chowder Fest, second annual, Saturday, July 30th, and we are going to do that party at the Maritime Museum in the Channel Islands. And along with that, the Meadowlark Service League's 29th annual big event that is happening on Sunday, and it is called A Taste of Camarillo. We had Mary Little in last hour. This is a wine, brew, and food festival, the best of the best. Wings of Camarillo 2 hosting their annual air show from August 20th to the 21st at the Camarillo Airport off Daly Drive. Don't miss out on these awesome airplanes, warbirds from World War II. It's fantastic.
There you go. There you go. So we're going to start off with, I already did a four-pack of Oxnard Salsa Festival tickets. I'd love to share those with you. And let's get some tickets out to Tequila and Taco. And, of course, that's happening today and tomorrow. And I've got tickets for you. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. When you call in, ask to get on our newsletter list so that we can get you you out something every single week. And then you're a part of all these great events and you find out who our guests are, who our authors are, who's on our show. So, and more of a chance to win. And it only goes out to you. Also, if you are a business or you have an event coming up that you want to share with us, you can either call me at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, or you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. All those places are more chances to win. And I do want to remind you that we are here from you 6 to 8 every Saturday morning, starting your day in a positive way. All right, let's welcome our first guest and talk about, of course, the Oxnard Salsa Festival. Gary Blum, welcome. How are you?
Thank you. Excited about the Salsa Festival.
I know. I know. Yeah. So are you the founder?
I am from the founding board.
Okay.
I've been with it all 23 years.
Who was the founder of this?
Well, Rosemary.
Or is it like a group?
It was a downtown business owner.
Okay.
And it was her idea. And she, you know, she said, hey, we've got some of the best Mexican restaurants and they all serve great salsa. Why don't we have a salsa festival?
Oh my God.
That's
She's
what we
a
did.
Smart lady to do. You know, I loved, tasting salsas, you know, and I love in the tent. So you go around all these different restaurants. If anybody hasn't already been there, they give you a bag of salsa chips, right? And then you go and taste and you're like, oh my God. And you go back and you're going, okay, wait, this one's got garlic. I want more, you know, and it's great. I love it. And so, is that how it's going to be again this year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. There's over 60 varieties of salsa. Mm. So your $5 gets you into that incredible experience.
$5, you guys.
Yeah.
$5. That's
crazy.
Like nothing. Okay. And of course, it's got to be a win-win, of course. Where does all this go to?
The proceeds basically pay for the festival itself, but there's several fundraising components within it. There's numerous charities that have that operate certain components of the festival. And then our Dancing with the Community Stars is our biggest fundraiser.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. I do want to just start our show. And of course, with a little bit of motivation, just be happy. How hard is that? That's just a simple thing. When you start your day, kind of look at your gratitude list and really just be grateful for what you have every single day and your family and your friends and the people that touch your life every single day. That's what this world is about. And so many times we're already working on our next goal instead of looking at what we've already accomplished. And so many of us, God, just take it in for a moment. Just take a deep breath and start your day in a positive way. I'm so glad that you are here. And I just always like to kind of start that way. So again, we're talking with Gary Blum. And of course, we're talking about the Oxnard Salsa Festival. That is July 30th and 31st. They start at 11 to 7. And of course, the location is the Plaza Park, downtown Oxnard. And 23 years of doing this, correct?
Yeah.
God, everybody, I mean, it's like years and years of this work. And of course, it always just gets better and better and better and more zoned in on how to do it right, right?
Exactly. That's what we do.
Yeah. So tell us about that day and some of the entertainment.
Well, each day we've got three bands that are the main focus of the event. We also have a secondary stage, which is like a community stage where a lot of community groups come and perform.
So that's like Dancing with the Community, right?
Yes. Okay. Well, actually, the main stage, we take a break on Sunday for Dancing with the Community Stars. So we actually put them in between two of the big bands.
Okay.
Yeah, it draws a huge
crowd.
Who
are the contestants this year?
Well, we've got six folks that are really awesome.
Okay.
Bonnie Atmore, who's with the Food Share.
Okay.
She'll be dancing again this year.
Okay.
Pedro Chavez for Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Okay.
Sienna Marie Sesma for the Santa Paula Art Museum.
Okay.
Veronica Robles Solis for the Oxnard PTAs. Tammy Helmuth, who will be for County Animal Services. And Mary Jo Fuentes Leste for the TLC Hospice Foundation. So
oh my
we have
God.
Six great charities.
Okay, so I know all of these people. Do they all know how to dance? Is that why they
will learn. If they don't already, they will know and they will be awesome.
And who's their teacher?
Each of them have their own instructor. So at any point in the county, they are learning. They're going through, just like this TV show. They're all learning. They're
next.
Moving the steps.
Kim, we need to get Kim
on.
Yes,
no.
We need Kim
on. Oh, my God. That is crazy.
Okay,
come on,
I think
Kim.
We have next year. We have 2017.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, my God. You know what? I'm serious. You know what? That just seems so crazy. Because I know I'm in a group with Sienna. I'm in a group with Tammy. I'm in a, you know, and so I'm telling you, I don't know. I mean, and I know they're out there, but you know, to dance in front of everybody. You know, but I guess once you're good at it.
You know, we've had like city council people.
Jim Duran was on our show last year. He was one of the dancers.
You would never think some of the people that would be, you know, such may or may not be good dancers do a great show. They really are entertaining. It's worth it.
That's awesome. Have you ever done it?
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on, Gary.
No, I got two left feet.
Actually
the stage manager, so I'm running the show.
Okay, that's his way out. I love it. Well, this is so much fun. Okay, so when is that part?
That will actually be on Sunday, and I think it's at 1 o'clock. Let me get that exact time right on my timeline here. Yeah, Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Oh, my God. Too much fun. All right. So tell us about all the different kinds of salsas and stuff.
Each year we have a variety. You know, it used to focus on downtown restaurants, but now throughout Oxnard, throughout the county, we also have a commercial category. So there are jarred salsas as well. Mm. So these are all commercially available, restaurant available. They're not homemade. That's a different category that we have for judging. But for the general public, we have all these restaurants and salsa purveyors that come in. Their commitment is usually 40 gallons of salsa. So, and then, you know, you get like a 1 ounce serving. So you can do the math there, how much salsa we go through for everyone.
Right. Yeah. Wow. That's so amazing. Okay. And so talk to us about the entertainment.
We've got 6 great bands lined up. We put out a call this year. I think we had like a record number of bands come. It was like 40 bands submitted their packets.
Really?
It was amazing.
Wow.
And like all over the U.S. and even outside of the U.S. It's really grown. I remember it was like just Southern California and then Northern California. And now we're in Arizona, we're in New York, or, you know, you can fly us in from Cuba. You know, so it's amazing that.
So how do you pick your bands?
It's a very intense process. We actually have a committee. About half of them are very focused in the music world. And we got these giant spreadsheets, what their strengths and weaknesses. And the thing is like, just like salsa, the food, you want a little variety in your salsa music. You know, you don't want to hear just the same thing. So there can be African influence, there could be Cuban. We have, there was a Colombian band that wanted to come in. So there's all kinds of regional influences in salsa music that there are subtle nuances to people who are really big fans of it, but it's all high energy music, really fun.
That is crazy. Gosh. I love it. You don't know what goes into all these things that, you know, we're putting together, and I love that. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
All right. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. We've been here since 6 o'clock. We're here all the way till 8 o'clock. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Gary Blum, and we're talking about the Oxnard Salsa festivals. I've got tickets, and I'd love you to call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That is July 30th and 31st, time 11 to 7. And of course, Plaza Park, downtown Oxnard. I welcome everyone for that day, those 2 days. I mean, you can pick either one or go to both because there's events happening all the way through. Do you have a question?
No, other than I'm coming. Well, actually, that's not true. How big are the crowds usually?
Huge.
It's about 20,000 each day.
Oh,
but listen, I have to tell
goodness.
You one thing that you may not have mentioned. That is Friday night. We have the salsa kickoff concert.
Yes.
So this is like, we sort of jokingly call it locals only night because like all the tourists haven't hit town yet for it. So this year it's Cecilia Noel. She's incredible. She's from Peru.
Oh.
She's got this incredible 80s twist on salsa.
Really?
And she's married to Colin Hay from Men at Work,
okay.
You know, the 80s
yeah.
band.
Oh, yeah.
And we keep saying, is he included? Is he coming? And they won't tell us. It's
so
not
it's
part of the
be
contract.
Like a secret, right? Yeah, if he doesn't have another
there.
Gig.
So
yeah.
Tickets for that are separate. They're $15 at concert 7 to 9.
Okay.
We have wine and beer served that night. But it's a very different event because we use all of our lighting effects that night. So it's the only nighttime component. But it's out in the park outside. The dance floor is not too crowded. So there's plenty of room to dance. We have tables for 120, chairs for 15. You can buy them just that night of.
Right.
Or you can go online to our website.
Oh, good. I'm glad you mentioned
like
that.
So
all right.
much fun.
So one of the things that we haven't talked about is actually kids are welcome, and you actually have a kid zone, right?
Yeah.
So talk to us a little
bit
about that.
We do definitely make sure. We've always had some component for kids, but the past few years when the crowds got larger, we wanted to create a really nice, safe area for them. So we do have low intense little mini carnival rides and a lot of art projects for them. We're known for our tortilla art that kids get to actually do painting work on tortillas.
Oh, how cool is that? Yeah.
And I just have to tell you, not many people know this, but the gal, Gloria Hidalgo, who started this tortilla art, she's actually presented artwork done with tortillas to the Pope and to the Dalai Lama. And it all started at the Oxnard Salsa Festival.
No way.
We have photos of her.
That's really cool.
So it's like a whole genre.
Trivia.
Right.
See,
yeah.
Like
exactly.
One of our guests today. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. Gary, will you stay with us? You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Live. And of course, I'd love to do some more giveaways. I've got some comedy and cocktails. And of course, I've got comedy over at the Studio Channel Islands, and that's their Blackboard Gallery. And of course, that is Friday, July 29th at 7:30. There's going to be a huge lineup. And of course, your host is Jason Love. I've got tickets for that. And then I also have tickets over at on July 27th. And that is Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. And of course, that is their the comedy competition, right? And Tom, are you going to be a part of that? Are you a judge?
I was a judge for the first two nights of the festival. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I thought you were. Anyways, I'm telling you, you want to laugh, that's the best medicine in the world. So we've got tickets for that. That's Wednesday, July 27th. And we've got got lots to give away. So call in right now. I'd love to get those in your hand at 805-419-0008, And also, we've got tickets to the Oxnard Salsa Festival. And of course, that is July 31st is the tickets that I've got. And also a pair for July 30th. So we'd love to share those with you. Call us right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here this morning. We are here from 6 to 8. I know that sounds early, but let me tell you, it's all about starting your day in a positive way. And that's what we do here on the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Like us, share us. Don't keep us as a secret. You know, I know that I hear all my listeners going, oh, my God, you've helped me through all these great things, or these, you know, your books or your guests and all that stuff. Share us. We want to spread that inspiration to all of Ventura, and of course, keep spreading it out there. And so that's what our show's all about. We're talking with Gary Blum right now, and of course, we're talking about the Oxnard Salsa Festival, July 30th and 31st. Starting time is 11 to 7, and of course, it's over at Plaza Park, downtown Oxnard. And we've got tickets here, so call in at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. First of all, I just have to tell you, if I haven't already told you, I love salsa. That's like my weakness, you know?
Me too.
And of course, I love chips even more, right?
Yeah.
But so now I'm like going, can I bring my vegetables with it? You know, that kind of thing. But I do want to remind everybody that there are a couple stipulations. One, you don't want any coolers there, right? And
right.
And our furry friends, we want to be left at home, right?
Yeah. It's best. I mean, obviously, you know, companion dogs, you know, for medical purposes, but
obviously, yeah. So, also, it's free to get in, correct?
The festival is free. So you get to shop, go through it all. There's only two areas, the salsa tent itself.
Right, $5.
$5 to get in there. And then if you want to get into the main concert venue that has all the seating, that's $5 as well. But it gets you there all day for three bands.
That's awesome.
So for 8 hours, it's a pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so perfect. And if they don't win tickets here, where do they get their tickets?
They just come to the festival the day of. Okay. Or they can go online to our website at OxnardSalsaFestival.com, and they can order any tickets for any of the components of the festival.
Okay, perfect. Let's see. So music-wise, did we talk about all the bands? Did we mention all of them?
I touched on them. Okay. I might slaughter some of the names.
Okay, that's okay.
They're great names, but I didn't able to pronounce everyone.
Welcome to my show. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about them.
Well, we've got what we try to do is half the bands are ones that return, and then we try to have half the bands that are new.
Okay.
So that's one of our things we do. We've actually focused on we've got a few more female performers, and a lot of people don't think of that with salsa bands, but some of them are pretty incredible. So we open on Saturday with Lily Hernandez and her orchestra, and she has more of a Cuban background, so she's really good. And then she plays from 11 on, and then at 2 o'clock we have Chino Espinoza and his band. He's played with a lot of the big greats, been on a PBS special. And then we finished Saturday with Ricardo Limovo and Makina Loca. And they're a great African-Cuban rhythm. So it's just we finished the day with a lot more physical
very
movement.
Very eclectic,
yeah,
a little
you're
bit of
everybody. Some calories for sure, and maybe burning your tongue, but, you know, it's all good.
I love it.
And then on Sunday, this is one of our returns. People love this band. It's Conjunto Afroson, and they're a really, really popular band. They're from, like, New York-style, Puerto Rican-style salsa. And then 2 o'clock, Son Mayor. And they're more of have a Cuban background in their salsa music. And then we finished the festival with probably one of the more popular bands, Orquestra Tabaco y Ron. And they're a huge 12-piece big band.
Gary, you did really good.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I wouldn't know if you messed up anyway. So I love it. So let me ask you a question. How long have you been working on this? And how long, you know what I mean? How many years have you been a part of this?
All 23.
Really?
I was at the very first meeting. And been on the committee every single year.
So,
yep, volunteer.
Are these people like dedicated? Yeah, I love that.
But you know, it's fun.
I mean, know.
If it's not fun, you're not going to do it. So you can imagine what it's going to be like to be at the festival.
No,
if I'm going to stick with it 23 years, you can come one day to the festival.
There you go. I love it. All right. So again, okay, talk about the dancing with the community and what does that money go towards?
Okay. Each of the six. Okay, so this is an interesting one. Just like the TV show, we sort of get some ideas from it. This is actually like the all-star year. It's like what we've brought back people that were in previous years.
Yeah, that's kind of scary. Because then they already know what they're doing.
They do. But some of them are dancing for different charities. So we're spreading the love around more.
Okay.
So cumulatively, the 10, 11 years we've been doing this component of the festival, we've raised over $600,000 for local charities.
Oh, my.
And so, yeah, I mean, it averages $40,000 to $80,000 a year, depending on how it's sort of a template we give them. And we have a staff person assist their charity with how to plug in, how to raise money. They have pins and badges. And there's several different ways they get judged, but it's totally up to them. So we're hoping this year that everyone really performs well because they've all done it before.
Right.
So it could be record numbers this year.
Good. So you don't need me next year.
Next year. No, next year we'll need looking for new people.
They need Kim.
No,
we're going to get you, Kim. I know we are.
Come on, girl.
Okay,
you can do this. No, you're the host of the show.
Oh, God.
She'd be fabulous.
Oh, God.
So it's just like the TV show. And they each go up with their dancer, and then it's sort of an audience reaction kind of a thing. And then we also have some judges that judge it as well.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. So what are some of the where's the money going to? Do you know all the different?
I mentioned a few of them.
Okay.
Food Share,
yeah.
Santa Paula Art Museum, Big Brothers Big Sisters, one gal from the Oxnard School District, she's dancing for the whole PTA, like Foundation in Oxnard. So they all select pretty much larger charities that they can get the support from.
Perfect. I love it. All right. Well, again, Gary, always a pleasure to talk with you. And thank you so much for sharing this with our listeners here. I invite all of you, go out of your comfort zone. There's so many amazing events here in Ventura. I can't tell you. And wherever you live, you know, cross over to all these great events. So Oxnard Salsa Festival, July 30th and 31st. Bring your family down there. Bring your grandchildren down there. Bring your, kind of have a whole weekend of fun. And of course, that is down at the Plaza Park, downtown Oxnard. So again, we thank you so much for being here. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. When we come back, we're going to find out a little bit more about Christina Nepstad and, of course, her book, The Power Seat. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Looking for a non-intimidating atmosphere to work out among friends? Studio Soul can help you with a clean, comfortable private studio with resources to help you get fit and build your functional strength. Find out about upcoming wellness retreats as well as fun classes and workshops. Take your health to the next level with the help of personal trainer and health educator Danny Banson by your side. Contact Studio Soul, 805-732-4836. That's 805-732-4836. Or visit their website at www.soulfitsolutions.com. The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor Fisherman's Wharf provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Catch the Elite Series main stage show In the Midst of All That Is Good, a captivating drama on confronting past betrayals, frauds, and public humiliations, playing July 22nd through August 21st. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, please call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the brighter side of the 805. So many things going on. And I do want to remind everybody, today and tomorrow is the Tequila and Taco Festival, Music Festival. And of course, that is downtown Ventura. Tequila, tacos, margaritas, great music. And all those festivals benefit Food Share. So definitely go to tequilaandtacomusicfestival.com. But I've got a pair of tickets here if you call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I also have, we got lots and lots of stuff to give away. I've got tickets, of course, to A Taste of Camarillo, and that is the 30th and 31st. We've got that happening, and then we've got cocktails and comedy, and of course that is Ventura Harbor, their comedy club. That's their whole comedy festival. And I've got tickets for Wednesday, July 27th, at 8 o'clock showing, and we'd love to give those away. Or to Studio Channel Islands, and that's their Blackboard, and that is Friday the 29th, 7:30. All those things we've got tickets for. And I'd love to share them with you. And all you have to do is call in at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I also have a pair of tickets to the Rubicon Theater. And, of course, they've got some great things. You never know what's like right now. They've got all their summer stuff. So I'd love to share a pair of tickets for that. And, of course, also Elite Theater. We've got tickets for Elite Theater. So call in. We just want to give back. That's what this show is all about, really just sharing great stuff that are happening here in the 805. A big shout out to Danny Bonson over at Studio Soul. And if you're looking for a non-intimidating atmosphere to work out among friends, or you're looking for a private trainer, call Danny. And of course, you can look on her website at www.soul.com. And that's SOLFITSolutions.com. Oh my God, she's amazing. Running coach, all that stuff. I would need all that, wouldn't I?
No, we all need.
Yeah, I mean, she's amazing. So anyways, and she's got her great retreat coming up. Oh my God, check out her website. If you just need to like stop for a moment. Just stop to recharge. You know, I always say you got to keep your cup full. And so many of us give in so many ways, but you got to, how do you kind of fill your cup back up, right?
Yes.
And it's so important. So definitely give Danny a call over at Studio Soul. With that, I want to bring it all back to the studio right here, and of course in my studio helping me, and I so appreciate you being here for both of our shows.
Thank you for having me. Oh, so much fun.
I know.
And I learned so much.
I know. That's, I feel like it's school on air. That's what I tell everybody, school on air.
I love it.
We're going to talk with Christina Nepstad. She is the author of The Powerhouse, and of course it's all about your interview, your life, your success, and I'm really excited to share you with all my listeners. So
thank
you for being here. Tell us a little bit about who you are and yourself.
Sure. First of all, thank you for having me. This is really a treat to be with you. You know how much I respect you and what
you
do.
Thank you.
Your true intention is to give back to people and to give them a new perspective on how they view themselves in the world.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So this is where I would like to be. So I like to spend my time with people like you with that kind of mindset. And we can all have that kind of mindset. That's a really exciting thing if we choose.
Correct.
If we choose. A little bit
And
about,
it is a choice.
It absolutely is.
And when you wake up and sometimes you're just not feeling it, it's like, how do you go, okay, and it's funny, you know, sometimes you have to fake it till you make it.
Yes, or I like to say, and it's in the book, and it's part of my philosophy is fake it sometimes till you become it.
Ooh, okay.
Right?
Fake it till you become it. Absolutely.
Because we have, there's so much in all of us that is so powerful. It can empower us, but it can also empower others. But sometimes we just lose track of what it is, and we forget, and we need a reminder. So when we get back to the basics of who we are and the surprises that lie within each one of us, we tap into that. Sometimes we have to fake it because either we're not courageous enough.
And let me kind of reframe on that, fake it. When I think, and you tell me what your version of fake it is.
Sure.
My fake it is to kind of put my shoulders back, breathe for a moment, and just walk into going, I know I can do this.
Right. Okay. Well, there's two ways to fake it. So you're intentionally faking something that would be healthy and wise. But then there's faking something perhaps either by accident or intentionally the wrong way that is just to please somebody, to say the right thing, to hide from the facts or get what you want, whatever the situation is. It can be unhealthy. And so there's different ways we can fake it. For lack of a better term, I like to fake it till you become it. In other words, I have an exercise in my program called The Mask. I'm just going to run this through real quick. We all have strengths and weaknesses, right? So we take, sometimes in life, you can study your strengths and you can know them all, but you forget them sometimes. So when you go into a situation where you feel compromised, threatened, a little bit maybe tempted to be the version that isn't the best of yourself, you forget what your strengths are, right? So sometimes we have a favorite song and we know the words, but we forget all the words. We only remember the chorus. Most of us remember the chorus to a song, right?
Okay.
So then in the mask exercise, you take your five greatest strengths, you put them on your nose, your forehead, your cheeks, your mouth, and you create this mask, this image of the five greatest strengths that you have so that you hide behind them when you become intimidated, scared, tempted, whatever, and you want to almost abandon the greatest part of yourself, but the mask is to help you fake it till you become it. In other words, pretend to be who you really are. An actress or an actor has a script, and they pretend to be something that isn't real. The mask is an exercise to help you to pretend what is real.
I love
about
that.
Yourself.
I love that. So really, you're just okay. So you get a little nervous, and you're in a situation, and you might not feel your best. And then you go, wait a minute. Okay, what are my best attributes? Right?
Yes.
And you go, okay, I'm just going to put those on, and then you walk through.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
okay.
So I love that.
Well, see, the principles of the power seat is to be prepared as yourself, so you will never be unprepared being yourself. Okay, that's one of the main principles. Now, of course, it's an interview book, but an interview is really an inner-view of you.
I love that.
Right? Yeah. And life is an interview. So what we must know about ourselves, and basically what we do know about ourselves drives our behavior. Yes, we would all agree with that. What we know about ourselves drives our behavior. Okay, and I would like to say that evidence always defeats doubt. So many of us go through life with doubt about maybe who we are, our self-confidence, and what knowledge is power. So what we tend to know about ourselves or remind ourselves about ourselves can help empower us, therefore turning around to empower others. The Power Seat believes that an interview should always be an offering instead of a taking, the offering of the best of who you are, so that you leave the people that you are communicating with better off than when you found them. Most of us, Kim, I want to say that the Power Seat philosophies are a little counter-cultural because it's about, in a way, kind of just putting some of your biggest needs, so to speak, your needs and your wants aside. And it's selfishly seeking out the best part of yourself. In other words, if you go through life, how many times do you remind yourself?
The negative talk?
Yes.
Okay.
You already knew where I was going.
Yeah, no. Yeah, we all do that. I know my listeners are going, yeah, you're probably going to say the same thing, right? The negative talk. We can find out all the things we don't do well, but how many times do we tell ourselves the things we do well?
Right. Or remind ourselves to be the best of ourselves. We don't have to remind ourselves to be the worst of ourselves.
Correct.
But we do need to be intentional about being the best of who we are.
Right. I heard it's almost like be careful what you think because you're putting it out there,
yes.
Right? And so when you start to hear that negative talk, it's like you have to be, what I say is you be your own best friend, me, myself,
yes.
And I. And you have to say, oh, don't even go there. Just you stop it. I'm really a good person. I try really hard. I'm a good heart. And you have to, it's like that little kind of that conversation you need to keep having with yourself.
Oh, girlfriend, you got that so right. We don't do that enough.
Right.
We have to be our own BFFs. We can't rely on other people to be what we must be for ourselves.
Absolutely.
And when we are that for ourselves, we are so much more equipped to be that for other people.
And you know, I'm going to share something with you, you know, and this isn't to make anybody sad, but you know, I lost my mom. Mom was my biggest cheerleader.
Yeah.
And so, and I've got my niece and I've got my children and even my mom's friends, you know, I haven't heard from a lot of them, but some of her really close friends I've heard from, they're like, oh, we really miss your mom. And so now I've learned to be my own cheerleader because I don't have that anymore. Even though I hear her voice, I hear her comments that she used to say to me. But I have to tell you, if you've already experienced losing somebody in your life, or even if you haven't, and maybe you don't have somebody special in life, you do. You have yourself special. Stand up for yourself.
Yes.
Stand up for yourself and believe in who you are. Because every day you can go, oh, I feel sad, or I feel, feel those feelings. I'm not telling you to depress and to, you know, to not recognize your feelings and not to feel them. But, oh, my God, lift yourself up and say, I am not listening to that negative voice. I'm going to put my positive voice out there, and I'm going to be the best I can.
I love that, Kim.
Thank you.
I really love that. That's such a healthy, wise way to think.
Yeah.
And listen to this quote. I love it. It's by Viktor Frankl, and it says, when we are no longer able to change the situation, we are challenged to change ourselves.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that profound?
I love that. Yeah, no, that you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I mean, what makes me think of that, even when we have children, I remember my kids saying, Mom, I don't like the teacher. Can you get me out of the class? No,
no,
not so much, because we're going to run into situations, people, things. You walk into a party, you walk into a networking, you walk into a business, and it's like all of a sudden you get a weird feeling about it, and you're like, oh, my God, what's the feeling? You don't know. You turn yourself around.
That's it, girl. That's it.
Yeah, you turn yourself around, and you could turn any situation around.
Any. We need to believe it. We need to believe it. I saw a cartoon the other day, and it was split in half, and the top was a group of people listening to a speaker. And he said, who wants change? And everybody, you saw everybody's hand up. We all want change. And then below it, it said, who's willing to change? And nobody's hand went up.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I think
that's great.
Isn't that great? Sometimes we just lose hope, and we lose the understanding of how important it is to change, how actually possible it is to change with not that much work. You just had a guest on Gary Blum,
okay,
who was talking about the festival, and he's been involved with it for so long. And, you know, he said something that I just shook my head at. It's so relevant to everything. He said, you know, I've been doing it so long, and the reason why is because I love it, because it's fun. And if it's not fun, you're not going to stick to it. Well, you know what? Learning about yourself, majoring and minoring in yourself,
right,
can be fun. Because a lot of people, when they first come to see me to go through the Power Seat program,
right,
they want the power. They want to know how to take charge of their life. They want to know how to ace every interview in their life. But they don't always necessarily want to do the work.
Correct.
Because they think it's going to be tedious, and it's not going to be any fun, and they don't have what it takes, and they don't have the time, and it just is labor intensive. But I'm here to tell you, and you know this firsthand, because you exercise this and you practice it. It's part of your life. It can be fun to explore who you were made to be. You are a gift. There's no one like you in the world. You are unique. You are magnificent, and you have such a gift to give, but you're only tapping into part of your potential if you don't know what all of those strengths, gifts, and abilities are.
It's like, try yourself on for a, you know what I mean? Try it on.
Yes.
Try it on. It's funny because when I say to people, you know, they're like, I really want to get involved with some organizations. I'm like, okay, what's stopping you? Well, I don't know which one. Try it on. Walk into a meeting. Does it feel good? Does it feel like it fits you? Did you put your best foot forward?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it's you. Be open and try it on. Try it on. Keep trying life on. You know?
That.
And yeah. And all of a sudden you'll find your niche, whatever it is. But if you don't do anything, you're not gonna do anything.
That's hello.
Yeah.
We love that.
Yeah.
And I also wanna say this, because this what we're talking about is so relevant. Okay. Have you noticed, sounds off topic, but it's really not, where we put our attention, that's where we'll be. We're right. Okay. This Pokemon phenomenon.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay. It is just everywhere I look, people are on their phones and they're investing their time and their energy on finding this little thing. Okay. It's a great
thing. I
hate
to say it. It's kind of like Facebook. Okay. When you start to realize how much time you're on Facebook, I just go, oh my God, this is like, wait. I mean, I do it for my business. But it's a lot of wasted time, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we have that. Okay, so you have that. And then you have the world right now. And everybody, I don't think anybody would disagree, we're in really challenging times right now. And it can be depressing. So a lot of people want to escape, turn it off, run to the nearest Pokemon game, or bury themselves in something that is far from reality because it seems hopeless and dark and scary. We're in those kind of times right now. However, just think about if we took the time that we're spending to escape, or maybe we're not even intentionally thinking what we're doing, we're just kind of like killing time. And we took that time and we started to focus on the best of who we are, trying to find the best version of ourselves. Because mm-hmm. sometimes you feel hopeless that you can make a change.
Right.
Because you're only one person.
Right.
So you said, okay, I'm not going to play Pokemon today. I'm going to only not do Facebook. I'm going to get off Instagram just for a little bit.
Right.
And I'm going to look into myself and find out what gifts I've been given specifically and tap into them. Start to learn about yourself and then start implementing what you learn. Start putting it out, like you always say, put it out into the world. Share it.
Right.
And Kim, it is so relevant with the people that you interact with on a daily basis that you are making a difference. Once you start sharing the best of who you are, leaving other people better off than when you found them, offering your strengths through your communication skills, through what you say, through what you do, start thinking it, start speaking it, start becoming it, fake it till you become it, all of your greatest strengths, start offering it to the people around you. Those people accept it. It starts to change them. It starts to motivate them, inspire them. Then they start changing. Then they start changing the people they're around.
It's infectious.
And on it goes.
I love it. Again, for anybody that is just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we are talking about The Brighter Side of Life right here.
We're
talking with Christina Nepstad, her book, The Power seat. Christina, these are all great things. I want to find out how to actually implement them. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure my listeners are like going, okay, this all sounds really good. How do I do that? Yeah. Will you stay with me until we're going to take a really quick break? And when we come back, I want to share all of that with our listeners. Right now, I would love to give something away. And let's just keep offering all these great gifts and tickets to all these great places. So again, Tequila and Taco Festival today and tomorrow right here in downtown Ventura. We've got comedy. We've got Chowder Fest, their second annual one coming up in Saturday, July 30th. And we've got tickets for that 3 to 7 located at Maritime Museum in the Channel Islands. And then, of course, we've got Taste of Camarillo. We've got tickets for that. And then coming up in August, we've got Wings Over Camarillo, and of course the air show, and of course that is August 20th and August 21st. So many great events happening right here. All you have to do is call up at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of our team members will get back with us. Stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires. Looking for a non-intimidating atmosphere to work out among friends? Studio Soul can help you with a clean, comfortable private studio with resources to help you get fit and build your functional strength. Find out about upcoming wellness retreats as well as fun classes and workshops. Take your health to the next level with the help of personal trainer and health educator Danny Banson by your side. Contact Studio Soul, 805-732-4836. That's 805-732-4836. Or visit their website at www.soulfitsolutions.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. I'd love to give a gift certificate to Urbane Cafe. And oh my God, if you haven't already tried their food, it's healthy, it's gourmet, there's just lots of good stuff there. So call in right now at 805-419-0008. I do want to remind everybody that I am here 6 to 8, but I would love to hear from you anytime. If you have something or you're interested in, listening to somebody, or you want to have me have somebody on my show, anything, I want to connect with all of you. Just email me or call me at 805-419-0008. Also, I do want to remind you, if for any of you that want to listen to us all the time or missed any part of our show, you can go on your smartphones and go on iTunes and download our podcast. And that is The Kim Pagano Show. So then subscribe to it, and all of our shows are right there. So I'd love to share that with you. Again, we're talking with Christina Nepstad, and we're talking about her book, The Power Seat. But we're talking about really the philosophies of the power seat. And Christina, tell us, these are all great things that mm-hmm. we've talked about, and you and I live our lives like that, and I'm sure many of us do.
Yeah.
But for the ones that are going, okay, how do I sign up? Sure. Where do I go? How do I live my life like that? Maybe things aren't so perfect in your life, and believe me, life isn't perfect. Life happens to all of us, you know. I always meet people that have challenges in their life, but it's all about how you get through them and how you receive them and how you love yourself through them, because so many of us are so hard on ourselves. And that's so unfair. You know what I mean? It's like, gosh, you wouldn't treat your children like that. Treat yourself with love and dignity.
Oh, I love it.
Thank you.
It's so true, yeah. Kim.
So give us some tips, Christina, of like really concrete things that people can make a difference.
Absolutely. Well, the book, in essence, is about knowledge and wisdom. And knowledge please remember this. Knowledge can make you a living, and wisdom will make you a life. So
say that again. Knowledge.
Okay. So knowledge can make you a living.
Oh, can make you. Okay.
Okay. It can make you a living. Yeah. It will. But wisdom will make you a life.
Got it.
And that's really what the book is all about. It's about knowledge and wisdom, about acquiring both for yourself. It's a lot of fun. And I want to tell the listeners where a logical place to begin in their own life with trying to implement knowledge and wisdom about themselves. Remember what the quote I said to you earlier, which is so beautiful, is when we are no longer able to change the situation, we are challenged to change ourselves.
Wow, that's so good.
Okay, and that is so relevant in all areas of our lives. So let's start with this. Listeners, what I would encourage you to do is to take out a piece of paper and start, split it into half, okay? And at the top of one half, you put 80%, the top of the other half, 20%. Your 80% represents your individual strengths.
Okay.
Okay? The 20% represents your weaknesses. Okay? We're out to learn the good, the bad, and the ugly. Okay? Because knowledge is what? Power.
That's right.
P-O-W-E-R.
Okay.
So then what we're going to do, listeners, is we're going to write three words on the top, right under 80-20, and it's going to say identify, define, and prove. Identify, define, and prove.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to look at the 80%, and you're going to start looking at your life and pulling out any quality, attribute, or trait that you know is part of you. Okay. Anything good that you know. I am caring. I am compassionate. I am resourceful. I am a good listener. I'm a good friend. I'm loyal. Generous. Okay? Whatever it is. And, you know, the list should be long. There is a lot that makes up who we are. So the rule here is, and we do have rules, you can't ask anybody what you are.
That's a good one because, you know, yeah, although... Go ahead. Okay. Yeah. That's okay. A good one.
I mean, I know people have great insight on us, but we must have insight on ourselves. We must
totally
know ourselves.
I get that.
Okay.
Okay.
So what you're going to do then is you're going to go and you're going to think and you're going to maybe go to the beach, a park, a mountaintop, isolation. Just go be by yourself and start to really look inside. What am I? Who am I that is really special, unique, and wonderful that I know, believe, and trust that I am? Okay, once you've come up with the list, and we're only starting with your 80% first, you identify it. Then the next step, listener, is define it, okay? And we need a dictionary because definitions can tend to be watered down over time, or sometimes we just lose the meaning of what a word is.
So if it's, say, resourceful.
Right.
Okay, so you would look up resourceful?
Yes.
Okay.
You would then, once you've identified it, resourceful. Okay. Then you go, okay, this is silly that I have to look it up. You're going to think that, but it's not.
Okay.
Because every client over 25 years of doing this, people are amazed at this exercise.
Okay.
Okay, then you look it up because you're often surprised of what it is. And sometimes you'll go, ooh, that's not me. Or sometimes you'll go, yes, that is me.
Right.
And when you say, yes, that is me, that is you.
Right.
Okay. When in doubt, be in doubt, then it's potentially not exactly your exact natural quality. Okay, but then the next step is prove it. Okay? Trust but verify.
Okay.
We always prove things. We are factually based in the power seat.
Right.
Okay. Then we prove. So you start to think about situations in your life where you have actually demonstrated the strength or quality of trait to another person in a circumstance that you can remember where it's naturally surfaced and added value.
Yeah.
Okay? We're all about adding value
to
other people's lives, to the circumstance, the situation. If you're not adding value, you're not adding anything.
Got it.
Okay. So you've gone through the process with your resourcefulness. You've identified it, defined it, and proved it.
Okay.
At least two solid examples for each strength.
Okay.
Okay. Go down the list with the same process.
Okay.
And at the end of that list, you will start to feel very encouraged, inspired about who you truly are. It's reminding yourself, getting back to basics about yourself, going, wow, and it's incredible the kind of confidence that comes from knowing what you're really equipped with. Okay. This is what you've had all along.
Right. Your tools that you forgot about.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yes. And we do forget about things.
Okay.
We forget about what we have in the stinking refrigerator.
Yeah.
Yet alone what's in our strength toolbox, right?
Wow.
Okay.
Love it.
Now comes a little bit of the tricky part.
Okay.
Because we mustn't forget about our little 20%.
Okay.
It's sneaky, deceiving, deceptive.
Yeah, we don't want to really be looking at that. Yeah,
right,
but go ahead. Yeah.
Right. And we have a lot of mirrors in the world today, more than ever. Okay, so it's important to know what we're looking at. 20% go through the same process, identify, define, approve. I'm judgmental, stubborn, jealous, quick to anger, whatever it is, you know?
Right.
Okay. It's not easy to do this, but you go through, you identify it, you define it, you prove it. Okay. Then you get to the bottom of that list, you assess everything, and then you start to tell yourself, this is called the power of identification, the power of identity. It is absolutely huge. It drives our behavior. Then you start to look at all of the areas in your life of where you are, how you are communicating. Are you communicating through strengths or weaknesses? Strengths or weaknesses.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. And I, in the interest of time, I just want to tell your listeners to go with that. Start
okay.
with that exercise.
Right. I love that. Okay. Where do we get your book so that they can finish this?
It's on Amazon and it is also on my website, ChristinaNepstead.com. I would also like to say I've just published The Power Seat Way, the blog collection, which is tells in story format all of the philosophies of the power seat. It's for $1 right now. There's a code.
You're in
you.
My newsletter this week. Get my newsletter.
Yes.
You'll find out all about Christina. And again, thank you so much. You got to come back.
You're
love your
welcome,
energy.
Kim.
I love what you do.
I
love
you
too.
We
are at the end of our show. I hope that all of this meant a difference to you. Call in right now so you get your name in at 805-419-0008. And Tom, thank you so much. All my listeners, have a great rest of your weekend. Go and enjoy some of these great things. And of course, I want to end my show with a moment of happiness. Believe you can, and you're halfway there. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805, and we'll talk to you later.